One of the terrorists is about 40 years old. He's about 180 centimeters tall, wearing a brown shirt and dark pants. A terrorist is trying to access the cockpit. He's about 30 years old. He's wearing a hat and a backpack. The purser reports there are over 10 hijackers on board. They are threatening to kill passengers if we don't fly to another destination. Some of the hijackers are carrying sharp, protruding weapons. There is a standoff in the cabin. Some of the hijackers are carrying blades. Terrorists started to injure passengers. We will remain on the runway. The hijackers have taken 4 hostages to the rear of the cabin. Terrorists are threatening to start killing passengers and crew. The air marshal and passengers have restrained 5 suspects. The situation is now under control. A suspicious suitcase was found during the cabin inspection. The air marshal is searching the aircraft interior for any suspicious articles. Some explosives were discovered behind a panel near the back of the cabin. What do the bomb disposal experts suggest we do? The cabin crew reports a passenger is behaving strangely. A bomb has exploded and the cabin is full of smoke. Request emergency descent. We are evacuating on the runway. Be advised, the bomb is still on board. We are unsure of our position due to navigation failure. If any station can hear me, please respond. We only have standby magnetic compass due instrument failure. Now heading 245. Request navigation assistance. We are unsure of our position due FMS failure. Last known position, 5 miles north of Phupad. Now heading 165 for weather avoidance. We have navigation map drift. Request climb to MEA.